This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into scriptures this morning. Let's begin from John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Let's look at verse 12. It says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So this morning, we continue our series, Emerge by Light. So let's continue from where we left it off. We've discovered that light is a gift in Christ. Light is a gift in Christ. And Jesus also began to talk about us, the believers, whom he likened us as his followers in John chapter 8, where he now said, whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but this same person will have the light of life. We as believers, we are the followers of Christ. And when we follow Christ, we will never walk in darkness. We will have the light of life. And because as followers of Christ, we are also disciples of Jesus Christ. And we became disciples of Jesus Christ by the gospel. The gospel made us disciples. What made us disciples was the gospel. That is, you are a disciple of Jesus Christ because you have received the good news of the gospel of Christ. And by that good news you received, you became born again, or you were born into Christ. Then Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 now tells us this. He said, for you were once darkness. Take note of that. He didn't say you were in darkness. He said you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And because you are light in the Lord, he now encourages us to live as children of light. You were once darkness, not that you were in darkness, but he said you were once darkness, but now that you are in light, he said you should now live as light of the Lord. You are no more darkness, you are now light in the Lord. So child of God, you are light in the Lord. You don't have light, you yourself, you are light. You don't just have light, you yourself, you are light. You are now light in Christ. You are light in the Lord. You were some time ago darkness, but now that you have received the gospel, you are no more darkness. You are now light in him. That is what Christ has made out of every one of us. He said anyone who follows him will not have this light of life. Then that same verse, then, you know, when you look at that same way, he said, you know, now that you are light, he said, walk in that light. Walk in that light. That same verse simply means that walk as fruits of light. He said, walk as fruits of light. When he said, live as children of light, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, that same verse, the original manuscript actually reads like this. He said, now that you are in Christ, he said, walk as fruits of light. Walk as fruits of light. I pray for you. You will manifest light everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. I say you will walk as fruits of light in the name of Jesus. So he said, now that you are light in the Lord, walk as fruits of light. Walk as fruits of light. Then Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 now tells us, it said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated every one of us, he delivered from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We have now taken on the identity of our new nation. Not just nature, but our nation. You have taken on the identity of your new nation. You have been transferred from darkness into the kingdom of sons. Jesus is the Son of God. We all that are born again, we are born into the kingdom of his Son. We have now taken on, by being born into the kingdom of his Son, we have now taken on the identity of our new nation. Not nature only, but identity of our new nation. That is to say, we have now been naturalized into the kingdom of light, and we have not taken on that identity. So you are now a member in the kingdom of son. You are a son. You're not just a member in the kingdom of son. You are a son. And since a nation is made up of our citizens, so it means that you that are light, born into light, you are now in the kingdom of light. You are light, born into light. You are now in the kingdom of light. I pray for you. You will manifest that light in the name of Jesus. I say you will manifest that light in the name of Jesus. So we, the believers, we are the light of the kingdom of light. We are the light of the kingdom of light. We are the light of the kingdom of light. We are the light. We don't just have light. We are the light of the kingdom of life. Lift your voice, thunder after me. Say, I am a citizen of the kingdom of light. Thunder loud and clear. I am a citizen of the kingdom of light. I am light. If you believe it, say amen to that. You are the light. It doesn't matter the darkness around you. You are light. It doesn't matter the gross darkness that may, you know, invade the earth or has invaded the earth. You are the light. That is to say, the darker the darkness, the brighter the light will shine. The darker the darkness, the brighter the light will shine. The beauty of light is not seen and appreciated in light. The beauty of light is made visible in the midst of darkness. The beauty of light is appreciated in the midst of darkness. Therefore, I declare, in the midst of the confusion on the planet Earth, you will shine brighter in the name of Jesus. I say you will shine brighter in the name of Jesus. Now, let's look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which is our foundational scripture for this year, 2025. Let's look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So the Apostle Peter calls it marvelous light. And the word marvelous there means full of wonders and miracles. The word marvelous there means full of wonders and miracles. So he said, you have been called. You are now, you know, in this light. And in this light you are in, you, it is full of wonders and miracles. He said, you have called you out of darkness into this light that is full of wonders and miracles. On that note, I pray for you today. This year, your life will be filled with wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I say your life shall be filled with wonders, with miracles in the name of Jesus. You will not look for miracle. Your life will display miracle in the name of Jesus. You will not be looking for wonders. Your life shall manifest wonders in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. Now when you look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 2 to 3, John the Beloved began to speak to us. He said, "The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son." So fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. And fellowship is our union with our Heavenly Father. That is, you are in the Father and the Father is in you. And that is called fellowship. You in the Father in you, which is our Heavenly Father, which is God Almighty, that is called fellowship. And when you look at the Greek word for fellowship, the Greek word for fellowship is koinonia. Koinonia means partnership. It means participation. It means partnership. It means participation. So our participation, our partnership, our fellowship is with the Father, which is the indication of our union with him. The indication of our union with him is fellowship. You are in him, he is in you. You are in union with one another. Then he now continued in that discussion in verse 5. He now said, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. The reason we can talk about fellowship, he said, the reason is because God is light. The reason we can talk about your participation is because God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. There is no darkness in God. It is only light. Let's strengthen the argument a bit further. In verse 6, in chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, verse 14, it now says, do not be equally yoked with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? What fellowship can light have with darkness? 1 John 1:5 says that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. We are able to fellowship with him because he is light. He now comes to 2 Corinthians 6. He now tells us that you cannot fellowship with him if you were to be in darkness. Why? Because darkness and light have nothing in common. You are light. The unbeliever is darkness. That is why the unbeliever cannot fellowship with our Heavenly Father. The unbeliever cannot fellowship with God Almighty. Why? The unbeliever is darkness. And because God is light, he has nothing to do with darkness. He has nothing to do with darkness. You are righteousness. The unbeliever, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, is wickedness. You have nothing in common. Listen, friends, light is the name of the believer. As a believer, you are not called any other thing other than light. God is absolute light. The believer is absolute light. God is absolute light. The believer is absolute light. So our fellowship is with the Father, who is light. And the reason you and I can fellowship with the Father is because you are light. And there is no way darkness can fellowship with the Father. When you look at James chapter 1 verse 17, so many scriptures, but it's good for your spiritual health. James chapter 1 verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. It comes down from the Father of lights. It comes down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is our Father. You are light. He is the Father of lights. Are you understanding that? God is the Father. He is light. You are, as a believer, you are light. God is the Father of light. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder, as light, may your light find expression in the name of Jesus. As light, may you find expression in the name of Jesus. I say, may you find expression in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Celebrate the Lord. So do you know, also the word light also means direction. When you are in a dark room and you need direction, what do you need? You need light. You need light. If there is no light and you are in a dark room and you try to find your way around it, you will stumble. You will stumble. But if you have light in a dark room, you will not hurt yourself. You will not hurt yourself. If there is no light in a dark room and you try to move around, you will hurt yourself. And many people, they go through the year grouping around in darkness. They have no direction. And as a result, their year is in shambles. Their year is scattered. Their year is loaded with all kinds of wickedness, all kinds of failure, all kinds of lack, all kinds of deprivation. But I pray for you, that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. I said, that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Listen to what King Solomon said. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. King Solomon says, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Not that the city is not available. The city is available. The only dilemma is, he doesn't know how to go to the city. He doesn't know how to go to the city. Not that the city is not available. So what he's simply saying here is, this person lacks direction on how to get to the city. And because he doesn't know how to go to the city, he ends up where he was not supposed to end up. He ends up where he was not supposed to end up. This person will work very hard, and at the end of their hard work, they still have nothing to show for it. they will still not be able to make ends meet. He wearies himself and wears out those who are connected to him. Why? He lacks direction. Everybody around this person is tired. They are tired because he or she is laboring without the result. Why are they laboring without result? There is no direction. There is no direction. The labor of the foolish one wearies them. So he said here, the labor of a foolish man or woman wears him out. So therefore then, who is a foolish person? A foolish man is the one that have said in his heart, there is no God. The scripture says, the fool will say in his heart, there is no God. And as a result, because he has rejected God, he is in darkness. He is darkness. He is not light. He doesn't have light. And he has no direction. And because he lacks direction, he is laboring, no results. Laboring, no results. Laboring, no result. I pray for you. Your days of laboring without result, they are over in the name of Jesus. I said they are over in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. I've come to discover that one of the currency of success in life is direction. Most of the successful people that I've come to see are not unnecessarily smart people, but they are men and women full of direction. Men and women full of direction. Whilst most of those who are failing in life, some of them are very smart, but they lack direction. They are very smart, but they lack direction. And that is why when you look at when Jacob was speaking over his children, when he got to Reuben, he said, as unstable as water, lack of direction. Because of lack of direction, he said, you will not excel. You will not excel because as long as you have no direction, you cannot excel. The reason many are not excelling is because they have no direction. But I pray for you today, whatever have stopped you from excelling, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 now tells us, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does food, bread come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant. Can you see that? Wealth doesn't belong to the brilliant. If wealth belongs to the brilliant, all professors will be millionaires by now. With due respect to every professor in the house. Are there no professors that are millionaires? There are. But if wealth is to the brilliant, then it will mean that all the wealthy people on the planet Earth are the most brilliant people. But wealth is not to the brilliant. Then Solomon now tells us what the answer is. He said, time and chance happened to them all. Direction happened to them all. Listen, friends, this year, whatever makes you walk around without direction, I delete it in the name of Jesus. So, child of God, you are light. And understand, for every area of your life, you need direction. For every area of your life, you need direction. You need direction. You need direction to do the right business. You need direction to marry the right woman. Or you marry a witch. You need direction. Or you marry a wizard. Without direction, you will be looking at the Brazilian hair and not seeing the witch behind the Brazilian hair. Without direction, you'll be looking at the Mercedes Benz and not see the wizard driving the Mercedes Benz. So you need direction. Or you'll marry your enemy. You need direction. Or else your labor in business will be wasted. You need direction. Or else you will partner with the wrong business partner and everything you have labored for will collapse. You need direction. Without direction, you fail in life. Without direction, you don't become all that God wants you to be. Why? If you lack direction, you can live in hell on earth. A glorious life is a function of direction. Emergence is a function of light. Every area of life you belong to requires direction. The lack of direction in business can wreck your entire years of labor and efforts. One wrong decision can waste all your years of labor. One wrong decision. You don't need two. One wrong decision. And that is why you must walk in direction. Walk in divine direction. You must walk in divine direction. In Christ, you have direction. You are not in need of direction. Why? Because you are light.
As a believer in Christ, you are light. You are not in need of direction. That is to say, everywhere and anywhere you enter, it is illuminated. And the scripture didn't say you will have light. The scripture says you are light. Matthew 5 now tells us you are the light of the world. I declare over you this year, may you never lack direction in the name of Jesus. You will never lack direction in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me, say, I am light. Therefore, I have direction. Say amen to that. Paul said, what fellowship has light with darkness? He differentiated the identification of two classes of people. One group, he called them light. The other group, he called them darkness. The same John, let's go back to where we started from, John chapter 8 verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He said, whoever follows me, he said, he who follows him will never walk in darkness. And the follow there, he is not talking about coming after him. The follow there, he is not talking about coming behind him. The follow there means anyone who receives the gospel. Anyone who receives the gospel. Anyone who receives the gospel. The follow there is not talking about coming after him or coming behind him. The follow there is anyone who receives the gospel. To follow Jesus means to receive the gospel and become a disciple. It means to be in him. Acts 17:28, for in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your poets have said, we are his offspring. Listen, friends, when you are in him, anywhere you go, he goes with you. So to say, to follow means to be born again. To follow means to be born again. To follow means to be born again. When you are born again, you are in him, he is in you. Wherever he goes, you go. To follow means to receive the gospel. That is, if you have not received the gospel, you are not a follower of Christ. You have just joined the church. I look at your neighbor, ask them, are you born again? You know, some of you are not asking because you're looking at them, you think that since I've known them, they've been coming to church for years. You know, I'm probably standing on pulpit, so it means that they're born again. No, no. Ask them again, are you born again? Are you born again? Are you born again? Many are not born again. Many are in church, but they are not born again. You know, the same way people join different kinds of club. They join golf club, join cricket club, join hockey club, join running club. They have joined church club. So they are not born again. So they join the club, start speaking our language, but they are not born again. I'm blessed. I'm good. I'm this. But they are not born again. So ask your neighbor again, are you born again? Very uncomfortable question. Many are not born again. And to follow there means anyone who have received Christ. Many are not followers of Jesus. That explains the battle we have in the house of God. Because when someone is not born again, the things of the spirit will be foolishness to him. It will be foolishness to him. And we live in a time, we live in most dangerous times of human history, where, you know, too many people have joined us, but they are not of us. How do you explain, my friends, listen, how do you explain someone claims to belong to Jesus, but at the same time she's an inyanga, she's a go-go? Born again is an encounter. You can't meet Christ and still be go-go. It's not possible. Which Jesus did you meet? You probably meet Jesus from Marabastat. But if you meet this Jesus of the gospel, you can't meet Jesus and be born again and be go-go in. They don't go. It is light and darkness. Our fellowship is in the light. Light and darkness have nothing in common. So many are not born again. And if you're not born again this morning, I'm giving you an opportunity to confess Jesus as your Lord. Amen. So the Bible tells us our fellowship is with the Father. And in this union, there is no darkness, only light. And light equals to direction. Light equals to direction. That is why, as a believer, you should never lack direction as a believer. By your union with Christ, you have left the path of confusion. When you got born again, you were rescued from darkness, which connotes confusion. You were brought into light, which speaks of direction. You are no longer in darkness, you are light. You have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, which is the kingdom of light. Child of God, because you are light, you are never without what to do. You will always know what to do and how to do it. Why? Because you are light. Repeat after me. Say, I know what to do and I know how to do it. Thunder, because I am light, I know what to do and I know how to do it. Say amen to that. I declare over you this morning, you will never lack direction in the name of Jesus. Every month of this year, every week of this year, you shall have direction in the name of Jesus. Every day of this year, every hour, every minute, every second, I prophesy over you, you shall always have direction in the name of Jesus. You will always know what to do and how to do it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So the believer is called light. We are children of light. The Bible tells us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. We are children of light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Then John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, now tells us, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You are in him who is light, and in him is life. You are in him who is life. You are in him who is life, and that life is light, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. Thunder, I am light. So direction, therefore, is your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Direction is your birthright. It is not supposed to be what you struggle to look for. It is direction is supposed to be part of your DNA as a believer. Direction is yours in Christ, and you pray to know the direction you have in Christ. That is why the believer cannot afford to be prayerless, because it is in the place of prayer you get to know the direction you have. The reason why many believers who are already light don't know the direction they have is because they are prayerless. We tell you to wake up 5 a.m. 5 a.m. you are snoring, disturbing the neighborhood. Wake up. Wake up. Because in the place of prayer, you get direction for the day. Pastor, I'm not a morning person. You have to train yourself to be. Nobody was born to be a morning person. Nobody was born like that. Nobody was born to be like that. Nobody was born like that. We all came through flesh and blood. Because you can't enter the day without direction. And direction is discovered in the place of prayer. You already have direction, but you are able to know, hearing the voice of God, this is the way. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. The reason why many believers, their direction is coming from social media, is because they have not received direction from God. So the direction they have is from social media. The trend of the day is what is directing them. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So you pray to know, you pray to see, you pray to walk in what God has given to you already. That is why your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is also very important. And God has given to every believer the Holy Spirit. He has given us the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. Who is the Spirit of Christ? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, it simply means you don't belong to Christ. That means you are not born again. You're not born again. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are not born again. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are not born again. The seal of ownership. Let me ask Sean to come again. Sean, please come. The seal of ownership. The seal that makes you Jesus' property is called the Holy Spirit. So that means when you receive the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Holy Spirit, when you receive rather Jesus into your life, you were sealed. And that seal is the Holy Spirit. Every born again child of God has the Holy Spirit. I didn't say every child of God. No, every born again, because this is different. There we have every child of God, but everyone is child of God. But there is the born again child of God. You have the Holy Spirit. I ask again, are you born again? You know, Sean is standing here. You know, he's only looking cool, man. The coolest guy in the house. You know, when you look at the shirt he's wearing, which logo is this? Please say it is not an exam. Which logo is this? People are afraid. I'm not Department of Education. There's no exam. Which logo is this? Does he have to tell you he's wearing polo? What was the seal? The logo tells you immediately. He doesn't even have to announce it. When he appeared, you just seeing him, and the logo tells you instant that Sean is wearing a polo t-shirt. A t-shirt made by the company called Polo. Now, that is how the believer is. The Holy Spirit is like this logo on in front of Sean's t-shirt. When you arrive, he said, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit tells us that you are born again. The seal, the reason why some unbelievers are comfortable to do wickedness with you is because they can't see the logo. They can't see the logo. That's why they are comfortable with you. If they see it, you can't come and tell Sean that he's wearing G-Star Raw. No. You can't even think of it because there is nothing that suggests that. He has the logo. The reason why it's easy for you and unbelievers to fraternize. They don't feel anyhow when they're around you. They can speak anyhow, say things anyhow. It's because they can't see the logo. The logo is missing. The Spirit of Christ is missing. But when they see the Spirit of Christ, they can't come to you and suggest anything because they know you belong to Jesus and they already know what your decision will be. Give Jesus praise this morning. Thank you so much, Sean. So he said the Holy Spirit is God's tag to let everyone know that you are the property of Christ. Yeah. You are God's property. Even devils can't touch you. They know you're God's property. They can't touch you. They know. You don't have to carry a big Bible. Your appearance tells them you're God's property. Your tag of identification is the Holy Spirit. It is like a uniform where, you know, when you see a policeman wearing his uniform, an SAPS member wearing his uniform, that uniform is the tag of his identification that he belongs to SAPS. When he appears anywhere, even if he's there just to buy a loaf of bread and he's wearing that uniform, he's well suited. Everybody behaves themselves. Everybody becomes a good guy. Because you don't know if he has come to arrest you. He just is walking his own. Normal man. He's just going to go and buy a loaf of bread for himself. But his appearance. Everybody start behaving. Even those who are planning evil, the evil stops. Because why? He has a tag. His uniform. His uniform identifies him with the organization he belongs to. Wherever the police officer is or she is, she's identified with the organization called South African Police Services. My friend, when you received Jesus Christ, when you got born again, you were tagged, and that tag of identification is the Holy Spirit. Anywhere you enter, devils must check out. Even before you start praying, devils must check out. Why? Because the one who is light has arrived. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The tag that identifies you everywhere, anywhere you are found, that tag announces you is the Holy Spirit. No wonder the Apostle Paul now began to speak to us in Galatians chapter 6. He said, henceforth, let no man trouble me. I have the tag. Let no man trouble me. Let no man behave yourself around me. I have the tag. Look at your neighbor. Tell them you are God's property. Tell them you are God's property. Tell them for the last time, you are God's property. When you enter a place where the devil was making noise, the moment you enter, the tag tells them, the Son of God has entered this place. I prophesy over you this morning, wherever you have been, and the enemy has been making noise in your family, in your career, in that business, after now, they check out in the name of Jesus. And their assignment is terminated in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Actually, the book of Ephesians puts it this way. I love what Ephesians says. Ephesians 1:13 says, and you also were included in Christ. When you heard the message of truth, the gospel, when you heard the gospel, you were included. Look at your neighbor, tell them, I'm included. You were included when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal. What is that seal? The promised Holy Spirit. Then TPT translation, I close with that. And because of him, when you who are not Jews, when you who are not Jews heard the revelation of the truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation, the gospel. Now, we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. You've been stamped. You are stamped. No devil can unstamp you. If there's any English like that. No devil. No situation can remove the stamp. No matter what you go through, the stamp is permanent. Say, now you are stamped with a seal. So when you arrive, because of the stamp you are carrying, every devil checks out. Why? There is no fellowship between light and darkness. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Amen. Were you blessed this morning? Give Jesus praise. Let's go home. Let's rise on our feet as we go home. Lift your voice in thanksgiving this morning. Just announce to creation, I am stamped with the promised Holy Spirit. I am stamped.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.